All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into Cisco's brand new plan for AI security.
That's right.
They're calling it AI defense, and it's supposed to solve a really big problem.
Yeah.
How do we make AI secure when it's getting so much more powerful and honestly, so much more vulnerable?
For sure.
We're talking about a future where AI is going to be part of basically everything, and that has some huge implications for security.
It really does.
I mean,
it's not just about the future, though.
Oh.
But the truth is that tons of companies are already having trouble securing the AI they're using right now.
Really?
Yeah, the thing is, AI adoption is moving way faster than the development of good security solutions. So a lot of companies are left wide open.
So it's like we're building these incredible AI systems, but just leaving the door wide open for anyone to come in and mess everything up.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, okay.
Think about it.
Okay.
Companies are pouring resources into building their own custom AI models, and they train these models on their most sensitive data.
Okay.
Stuff like financial records, customer details, even their own secret algorithms.
Right, right.
If these models aren't properly secured, it's like leaving the crown jewels just sitting out in the open.
That's a good point. And it's not even just about hackers trying to steal that data.
Right, definitely not.
There's also the risk that someone could manipulate the AI or tamper with it, which could have all sorts of unintended consequences. Like, what kinds of things?
Imagine a self-driving car whose AI gets hacked so that it just ignores traffic signals.
Oh, God.
Or a financial trading algorithm that starts making risky bets because someone messed with it.
Right.
The potential for damage is enormous.
Yeah, right. The stakes are definitely high. So that's where this Cisco AI defense comes in, right?
I think so, yeah.
What makes their approach different from everything else that's out there?
Well, Cisco is going for a completely comprehensive approach to AI security.
Interesting.
They're not just focused on protecting the AI models themselves.
Right.
They're looking at the whole ecosystem around those models.
Okay.
The data they use, the applications they work with.
Right.
The networks they run on.
Got it.
Everything.
So it's not just about building a wall around the AI.
Right.
It's about securing the whole fortress.
Got it.
Makes sense. Can we break that down a little more, though?
Sure.
How does Cisco AI defense actually work in practice?
Well,
what are the key pieces?
One of the most important parts of AI defense is that it's designed to secure both third-party AI applications and custom-built AI models.
Got it.
They're tackling it from both sides.
Interesting. So let's start with the third-party apps.
Okay.
A lot of businesses rely on those.
Yeah.
But what are the specific risks there?
Well, when you use a third-party AI app, you're basically trusting that app with all your data.
Right.
That could be anything from customer info to sensitive financial records. And let's be honest.
Okay.
Not all third-party apps are created equal when it comes to security.
For sure. So how does AI defense handle that?
Right.
Does it just block every third-party app?
No. No, it's not about blocking everything.
Okay.
It's about being able to see what's happening and having control over it.
Okay.
AI defense gives security teams the ability to see exactly which third-party apps are being used across their whole organization, and even more importantly, it lets them set rules to limit any risky data sharing.
So if someone tries to upload sensitive data to an unverified AI app, AI defense can step in and say, hold on, you can't do that.
Exactly.
Cool.
It's like having a security guard at the door checking the ID of every single third-party AI app before it can access your data.
That's a pretty strong layer of protection. What about companies that are building their own AI models, though?
Right.
How does AI defense help them secure those?
That's where the real-time monitoring and anomaly detection come into play.
Well,
AI defense is designed to keep an eye on the entire AI development process.
Okay.
From the initial training to when it's actually deployed. And it looks for any signs of suspicious activity.
So it's like having a security camera that's constantly watching the AI model, making sure nothing shady is going on.
That's a good way to think about it.
Okay.
AI defense is constantly analyzing the data going into the AI model and the results coming out.
Okay.
If it sees anything unusual, it can send out an alert or even take steps automatically to stop the threat.
Wow, that's really advanced stuff. Let's say someone tries to inject some harmful code into an AI model while it's being trained.
Right.
Can AI defense actually catch that as it's happening?
That's the goal.
Uh-huh.
It's designed to be smart enough to recognize the patterns that indicate a malicious attack is happening.
Interesting.
It can analyze the code used to train the AI, the data that's being fed in, and the output that's being generated, all to look for any signs of manipulation or tampering.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. But how effective is this real-time detection stuff in the real world?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Can it actually keep up with hackers who are constantly coming up with new tricks?
Well, that's something that Cisco is always working to improve.
Okay.
AI Defense uses machine learning algorithms that are trained to spot known threats.
Right.
But it can also adapt and learn from brand new attacks as they pop up.
So it's kind of like a security guard that's always studying the latest criminal techniques.
Exactly.
So they can stay one step ahead.
Exactly.
That makes sense. This is all super fascinating, and I bet our listeners are already thinking about what this means for their own companies.
Yeah.
But before we get too deep into that,
okay.
I think it's worth taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture.
Okay.
Why is Cisco putting so much effort into AI security?
Right.
What's motivating them to do this?
Well, I think it's a couple of things.
Okay.
On one hand, Cisco sees a huge opportunity here as more and more companies start using AI. The demand for really good security solutions is only going to go up.
That makes sense. But it feels like it's more than just a business decision, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's like Cisco is trying to position themselves as the leader in this whole area, almost like they're trying to define what AI security will look like in the future.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Okay. Yeah.
Cisco is really betting big on the idea that AI security isn't just some niche concern. It's a fundamental challenge that's going to affect every part of our digital lives.
Right.
And they want to be at the forefront of that.
That's a pretty bold vision. But, you know, with all this talk about AI taking over the world, it's almost funny that we're now relying on AI to protect us from AI.
It is kind of a paradox, isn't it?
It really is.
But I think it shows that AI is ultimately just a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. It's up to us to make sure that AI is developed and used responsibly. And that includes putting strong security measures in place.
Well said. So we've established that AI security is a huge deal.
Right.
And Cisco's taking it seriously with AI defense.
Uh-huh.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
How does this actually impact businesses on a day-to-day basis?
Right.
What are the real, tangible benefits of using something like AI defense?
I think the most immediate benefit is that it reduces risk.
Okay.
AI defense can help organizations protect all their sensitive data.
Yeah.
Prevent really expensive data breaches.
Uh-huh.
And keep their AI-powered systems safe from tampering or sabotage.
Right. So that peace of mind, that's got to be worth a lot in today's world.
Definitely.
I'm guessing there are some less obvious benefits too, though, right?
Absolutely. By having really strong AI security companies can build trust with their customers and partners.
Right.
They can show everyone that they're committed to developing AI responsibly.
Uh-huh.
And that can actually give them a competitive edge. In a world where AI is becoming so common, security is going to be what sets companies apart.
That's a good point. So it's not just about protecting yourself.
Right.
It's about building a reputation for being a trustworthy and responsible player in the AI space.
Exactly.
I think a lot of companies are starting to realize that.
Yeah, I think so too.
AI security isn't just a tech issue anymore. It's a strategic one.
It really is.
Well, you've definitely given our listeners a lot to chew on. But before we move on to part two,
okay,
I want to leave everyone with one final thought.
Okay.
If Cisco's right,
uh-huh,
and AI really is going to be everywhere in the near future,
yeah,
what does that mean for us as individuals?
Right.
How do we protect our own data and privacy in a world that's powered by AI?
That's a question we all need to be asking ourselves.
Definitely.
As AI becomes more and more a part of our lives, it's crucial that we understand the potential risks and take steps to protect ourselves. Right.
So it's not just about businesses putting AI security solutions in place.
Right.
It's about all of us being smarter about our digital footprint and the data that we're sharing with AI-powered systems.
Exactly. It's kind of wild when you think about it. The way AI works actually creates a whole new set of security challenges that we've never had to deal with before.
What do you mean?
Well, think about traditional security. It's often about setting up barriers and rules.
Right.
Like firewalls,
access
controls, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But AI systems, they learn.
Mm-hmm.
They adapt.
Right.
It makes them way harder to contain.
So it's almost like you're trying to build a cage
yeah.
for something that can change its shape whenever it wants.
Exactly.
Whoa.
An AI system might find ways to get around traditional security measures, things that a human hacker wouldn't even think of.
That's a little scary, honestly. So how do you even start to secure something that's always evolving and learning?
That's where the really cutting edge stuff in AI security comes in. We need solutions that can protect AI from the threats we already know about, but also predict and adapt to new ones.
So you can't just play defense.
Right.
You have to be able to predict what's coming next.
Exactly.
I see.
And that's what makes Cisco's strategy with AI defense so interesting.
Okay.
They're not building a security solution that just stays the same.
Right.
They're building a platform that can learn and change along with the AI systems it's protecting.
So how would that work in the real world?
Okay, let's say you have an AI system that's being used to spot fraudulent transactions.
Okay.
As new types of fraud pop up, the AI needs to be able to learn those new patterns.
All right.
But those changes,
yeah.
they can actually create new security vulnerabilities.
So making the AI smarter could also make it more vulnerable.
Exactly. That's the tough part.
Wow.
But with AI defense, the security layer is designed to learn and adapt right alongside the AI system.
Okay.
So as the AI system gets smarter,
the
security also gets stronger.
So it's like having a security team that's constantly training and upgrading their skills to stay ahead of the bad guys.
That's a perfect way to put it.
Okay, cool.
It's constant adaptation. It's crucial because the threats facing AI are always changing.
So what are some of the new threats that companies need to be aware of?
One big area of concern is something called adversarial machine learning.
What's that?
It's where attackers deliberately try to manipulate the data that's used to train AI systems.
Oh, wow.
They're basically poisoning the well.
So instead of attacking the AI directly, they're messing with the information it's learning from.
Exactly.
Okay, that's clever.
Let's say an attacker feeds an AI system slightly altered data.
Okay.
That causes it to misclassify certain transactions as fraudulent when they're actually legitimate.
That could really hurt a business, not to mention the potential for losing a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's bad.
And these kinds of attacks can be really hard to detect.
Why is that?
Because they take advantage of the fact that we trust AI systems to make the right decisions.
Okay, I see. So adversarial machine learning is one thing to watch out for.
Uh-huh.
Are there any other new threats that are on your radar?
Yeah. Another big one is the rise of AI in social engineering attacks.
What does that mean?
Think about things like AI-powered chatbots and deepfakes.
Right.
They make it easier than ever for attackers to pretend to be real people.
Oh, no.
And trick people out of giving up sensitive info.
So we're not just talking about protecting AI systems anymore. We're talking about protecting ourselves from AI being used against us.
Exactly.
Wow.
As AI gets more and more advanced, it's going to get harder and harder to tell the difference between real and fake interactions.
That's terrifying.
And that creates a whole new set of security challenges that we need to be ready for.
So we've got adversarial machine learning. We've got social engineering with AI and probably a ton of other threats that we haven't even thought of yet. It's starting to feel like an arms race. Hackers versus defenders.
Yeah.
Always trying to outsmart each other.
That's a real concern.
Yeah.
And it shows how important it is to stay ahead of the game.
Okay.
When it comes to AI security, businesses can't just wait for something bad to happen. They need to be proactive.
So what does that look like in a practical sense?
Hmm.
What are the most important things businesses can do to make sure their AI systems are secure?
The first thing is to really understand the risks.
Okay.
Companies need to do thorough risk assessments.
Right.
To figure out where their AI systems are vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
And then come up with plans to address those weaknesses.
So don't just assume everything's okay.
Yep.
Really take the time to examine your AI systems and look for any potential problems.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this isn't a one-time thing.
Right.
As AI systems evolve and as new threats pop up, companies need to constantly reevaluate their security measures.
So risk assessment is the first step.
Right.
What else should companies be thinking about?
Data security is also crucial, like we've been talking about. The data that's used to train AI systems is a major target for attackers.
Yeah.
Companies need to have strong security measures in place to protect that data from being accessed or manipulated without permission.
So things like encryption, access controls, data governance policies.
Exactly.
Got it.
And it's not just about keeping the data safe.
Okay.
It's also about making sure the data is accurate and reliable.
Oh, all right.
Companies need ways to spot and prevent data poisoning attacks.
So it's like making sure the ingredients used to bake a cake are fresh and untainted.
That's a great way to put it.
Makes sense.
The quality of the data directly affects how good and how secure the AI system will be.
Makes sense. So we've got risk assessment, we've got data security. What else is there?
Model security is another big one.
What's that?
It's about protecting the AI models themselves.
Oh, okay.
Making sure nobody can steal them or change them without permission.
So like guarding your secret AI recipe?
Exactly.
Okay.
Companies need to put measures in place to protect their AI models, both while they're being developed and after they're deployed.
Go.
This could include things like making the code harder to understand, using access controls, and storing the model securely.
Got it. And I'm guessing this also means being careful about where and how you use your AI models.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The cloud provider you choose,
yeah.
how secure the infrastructure is, the access controls you have in place.
Right.
All of those things are super important for keeping AI models safe.
This is a lot of information, but I think it's starting to give our listeners a good idea of what a comprehensive AI security strategy actually involves.
I also.
It's not about finding one magic solution. It's about combining lots of different security measures to create a really strong defense.
That's exactly right.
Okay, cool.
AI security is a complex challenge.
Yeah.
And you need to approach it from all angles.
Makes sense.
And it's not something you do once and then forget about it.
Right.
Companies need to be constantly adapting and updating their security strategies.
To keep up with the hackers.
Exactly.
We've talked a lot about the technical side of AI security.
Uh-huh.
The new threats that are emerging.
Mm-hmm.
And the things companies can do to protect themselves. But I'm curious, what about the human factor in all of this?
Right.
Can't we just rely on technology to solve all our security problems?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
Humans are often the weakest link in any security system.
That's true.
It doesn't matter how advanced your technology is.
Mm.
If the people using it make mistakes or aren't careful, then it's all for nothing.
So even with all these sophisticated AI security solutions,
mm-hmm.
one careless employee could still accidentally open the door for an attack.
That's absolutely possible.
Wow.
And it's not even just about negligence.
Okay.
It's also about awareness.
Okay.
Employees need to understand the potential risks of AI.
Yeah.
And they need to be trained on how to spot and report suspicious activity.
So it's about creating a culture of security within the organization.
Yeah.
Where everyone understands their role in keeping data and systems safe.
Exactly.
Got it.
And this is where leadership is so important.
Okay.
Executives need to make it clear that security is a top priority.
Uh-huh.
And they need to provide the resources and support that employees need to put effective security programs into action.
So it's not just about buying the latest security gadgets. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels responsible for security.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
And this cultural shift is really important because as AI becomes more and more integrated into our workplaces, the opportunities for attacks will just keep growing.
Right.
Need to make sure that everyone understands the risks and knows how to protect themselves and the company.
Makes sense. You've given our listeners a lot to think about. But before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, I want to touch on one more thing. We've been focusing a lot on the risks and challenges of AI security.
Right.
But I'm also curious about the potential benefits.
Okay.
Could AI actually be part of the solution?
Absolutely.
Really?
AI is already playing a big role in improving security in a lot of different industries.
Interesting.
AI-powered security solutions can analyze huge amounts of data.
Okay.
Way more than a human ever could.
Right.
They can spot patterns that humans would miss.
Uh-huh.
And they can respond to threats in real time.
So it's like having a whole army of digital security guards.
Yeah.
Constantly patrolling your systems, looking for any sign of trouble.
That's a great way to think about it.
Cool.
AI can help us automate a lot of the repetitive tasks that security professionals have to deal with right now.
Okay.
Which frees them up to focus on more important things.
I bet this also helps with the shortage of cybersecurity experts.
Definitely.
If AI can handle some of the more basic tasks, then the human experts can focus on the really complex and challenging threats.
Exactly. AI can be a really powerful tool for making security teams more effective.
Okay.
And as AI technology continues to get better, we can expect to see even more amazing applications in the field of security.
So even though AI comes with some risks,
yeah,
it can also be a powerful weapon in the fight against cybercrime.
That's right.
It's like a double-edged sword.
Exactly.
But if we understand both the risks and the opportunities,
right,
we can use AI to create a more secure future.
I think that's the key.
We've talked a lot about how companies can secure the AI they use, but what about regular people like me and you? How does all this AI security stuff affect our everyday lives?
That's a really important question. You know, as AI becomes more and more a part of everything we do, like how we bank, how we shop, even how we get our news, understanding AI security becomes less about protecting some company's secrets and more about protecting ourselves.
So it's not enough for companies to just implement these AI security solutions. We all have to be more aware of the risks and take steps to protect ourselves, too.
Exactly. Think about how much data we already share with AI systems every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Our search history, our location data, our social media activity.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
It is. All that information is being collected and analyzed by algorithms.
And that's only going to increase as AI becomes even more common.
Right.
So what can we do as individuals to protect ourselves in this world where AI is everywhere?
Well, one thing we can do is be more careful about the data we're sharing.
So being more picky about the apps we use,
yeah,
the permissions we give them, mm-hmm, and the stuff we post online.
It's all about being more aware of our digital footprint and understanding how AI systems might use that data.
Mm.
We also need to be more critical of the information we see online.
You mean like deepfakes and AI-generated content, the stuff that's used to spread misinformation.
Exactly. As AI gets more sophisticated, it's going to be harder and harder to tell what's real and what's fake. We need to learn how to verify information.
So it's not just about being careful about what we share. It's also about being skeptical about what we see and hear online.
Right. We need to be smarter about the information we consume. And part of that is being aware of the potential biases in AI systems.
Well, that's a good point. AI is trained on data. And if that data is biased, then the AI will be biased too.
Exactly. So we need to be aware that AI can perpetuate societal biases. And we need to hold the people who develop AI accountable for creating fair and unbiased systems.
It sounds like navigating this AI world is going to require a whole new set of skills and a lot more awareness.
It will. But I'm optimistic. We've adapted to new technologies before, and we can adapt to this one too. The key is education and awareness.
So the more we understand about AI and how it works, the better equipped we'll be to protect ourselves and make good decisions.
Exactly. And it's not just about individual responsibility. It's also about demanding more from the companies that are building and using these AI systems.
Okay.
We need to push for more transparency, more accountability, and more ethical considerations when AI is being developed.
So we need to use our power as consumers and citizens to help shape the future of AI in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly. We need to make sure that AI is used for good, not for bad, and that it respects our privacy, our security, and our basic rights.
I think that's a great place to wrap things up. We've covered a lot in this deep dive: the importance of AI security, how Cisco AI defense works, the constantly changing threats out there, and what it all means for everyday people like our listeners. As AI gets more powerful and more widespread, making sure it's secure becomes even more crucial.
It really does.
It's a really exciting time to be following this field.
It is.
But it's also a time to be careful and pay attention.
For sure.
The choices we make today about how we develop and use AI, those choices are going to have a huge impact on our future.
No doubt about it.
We all have a role to play in shaping that future, so stay informed, stay curious, and keep asking questions. That's what the deep dive is all about. Thanks for listening.